And we are joined once again by head coach John McKee of the Bartlesville Bruins heading into week number four. Already week number four, coach. It's flying by, isn't it?
It is. It is. District play is already here, so this is the ones that count. So.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, heading into the fourth week of the season, 2-1 in the first three games, and now what some coaches refer to as the second season when you go into district play. But so far over the first three games, outside of the first one with some of the mistakes that cost us, evaluate your team through the first three games.
Well, of course, I can't be – I can't help but be pleased. I'm really pleased with our quarterback play thus far. We knew Colton was going to be, good, but you didn't know how good. So I've been very pleased with his progression and where he's at now. He gets better each and every week. And he's like the rest of those sophomores. We've talked about this before. They just need snaps.
Yeah.
And so they've been getting those snaps, and they're progressing and getting better. So I'm real pleased with that.
And noticing that Colton is, as far as his touchdown to INT ratio, he's like 10 TDs and 4 interceptions. Some of those have been on batted and bobbled balls, and one of them taken away from one of our receivers after a catch. So, yeah, very, very pleased, I'm sure you are, with Colton Penrod. But he's also well over 1,000 yards now. Pretty impressive after three games.
It is. It is. But, that's a attributed to him and his ability to read defenses and put the ball where it needs to go. And like I said, he's getting better every week. You mentioned the turnovers. He's had one bad throw thus far that's cost us. But he's doing a great job.
Yeah. And as far as looking around and making all of his reads, I noticed that in your stats, he's had like 9 different receivers that have caught a pass, at least a pass this year. So that's impressive as well.
It is. We've got 5 or 6 guys, 7, 8 of them that we can throw out there, and they're making plays now. And Colton's going to do a good job of not forcing the ball, but get it to the open receiver. So we've been very fortunate thus far.
All right. Well, what about week number four heading into district play health-wise? I believe there's maybe a couple little nagging things, but nobody in particular that has a bad injury, right?
No, nothing that's out of the ordinary this time of year. So we just had we lost Alex Ray in the preseason scrimmage, bless his heart, but that's the only one that I can think of that we've lost that's been significant.
All right, now we head into district play against the Enid Plainsmen. You think Enid might have a little bit of any kind of a revenge on their mind?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. The past 2 years, we played them to close games. 2 years ago at their place, they were driving with the chance to score, to go up, and we make a last-second interception to seal the game. And then, of course, last year we had the dive in the end zone by Kalen Crowder, so I'm sure that those are two games that they felt like they had a chance to win or probably should have won. So they're probably out for a little revenge.
All right. And your game plan as far as going against Enid, what do you have to do to beat the Plainsmen?
Well, we've got to play a little bit better defense. We've got to tackle better. We've got to tackle well because they've got a tailback that is it's pretty good. I've been really impressed with him on film. It reminds me a lot of a little Darren Sproles. I don't know if because he wears 43 or not, but a little scat back that runs hard, and he's pretty quick. So we're going to have to do a good job of wrapping him up, making tackles when we have a chance, just execute offensively. Don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Eliminate the stupid penalties and the turnovers, and we'll have a chance.
Long bus ride for the team. Does that affect them in any way?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, living in Bartlesville, you kind of get used to traveling. So our kids are they're accustomed to it. So I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
All right. Head coach John McKee, Bartlesville Bruins, good luck against the Plainsmen. We're looking forward to that first district win, and thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.